yeah. Well, I know what it is now. You really open things up with your puns there. It allows everybody to know what's going on.
You've got to keep your pun game strong at an event like this. We've got Dennis Cavanaugh, Chief Deputy with the Lorain County Sheriff's Office. Dennis, thank you so much for coming on. How are you?
Thanks for having me.
Pretty good.
Well,
good.
You guys have a 70-year-old recipe.
That's correct.
With this particular drink. It's the No Punch Punch. You know, you've been around this event for a long time, and right. I want to get into your experience in a little bit, but let's begin with this No Punch Punch, a seven-decade-old recipe. That's very impressive.
Right. This was Major Don Barker's mother's recipe, and so he liked it when he was young, and he decided to bring it here. He usually comes up with the different recipes for all the years we've been here, and so he decided to go with this one this year. So it'll be our first time.
All right, well, tell us what exactly goes into this 70-year-old recipe. Now, normally recipes that are that old, they can't necessarily share the secrets. However, it's in a pamphlet being passed out to everybody, so it's not a secret now.
And I hope he put all the ingredients in. But I know he's got he certainly has lemon juice and orange juice and pineapple juice. And I know there's a couple of cups of sugar in it. And then at the end, he puts some sherbet. Orange sherbet and some lemon sherbet, and he lets that melt and mix together, and I think the judge is about ready to come around, so we'll find out how well we do.
All right, very nice.
I like that. And you put sherbet in any drink, I'm a fan.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's very, very good move. Being part of the Lorain County Sheriff's Office, I mean, obviously this whole thing's for a good cause, trying to get people to understand, hey, look, a little bit of this can help keep drunk drivers off the road this time of year.
Absolutely. I think in 2018 there was 372 accidents that were DUI, or, you know, alcohol related, and there was 9 deaths that were out of that. So getting that message out to the community is very good. This is well received. It has been for years. Before the night's out, you're going to see hundreds of citizens from Lorain County here. So sends a good message. Certainly, you know, if they're having parties and hosting, the zero mixed proof off is a fantastic way. And if they're, you know, can't do that, make sure they secure a ride for a safe ride home and nobody else gets hurt.
Especially important this time of the year, you know, as you and I have talked about many, many times since we jumped on the air at 3 o'clock today. But you were telling me off air that you've been a part of this event now for 15 years.
That's correct.
Now, that's a lot more experience, I think, than just about anybody else in the room. So we've got to start there. You've probably seen some things and heard some things about this event over the years, and you were telling me about some of the costumes you've seen and how this whole thing has grown. So over the last 15 years, how wild has this thing gotten, and how big has this thing gotten?
I think the Safe Community Coalition, they really had a good idea with all the health partners in the county and the law enforcement and support. It's gotten better every year, and the message that they've been sent in was genuine from the first time, and I think this is the 18th year for this. I think the first years were out at the Metro Parks being held, and then it's now being hosted at the college. So for us, we've seen it grow a lot. And I can remember where North Ridgeville Police Department, they all came in dressed as KISS members. And I think they won that event that day. So
I hope so. So you're dressed as KISS.
They did a great
job.
Yeah. Absolutely. But it really has grown. And I tell you, I think this year there's like 26 different agencies that are coming out. They have their drinks out here. And now that the judges are going around, the public's starting to meander in. And we get a lot of good conversation. So I think the message overall is being sent. And it's a very good one, you know, and I think trying to work together as a community for that same goal is what we need to do.
Now, you've got a very difficult job here. I mean, somebody has to put the 70-year-old recipe together, but you've got to pass the drinks out. You've got to be the face that everybody sees. And sometimes presentation is everything. They give out awards for that at this event. So you've got a very important job.
Well, I don't know if our presentation is going to win that award. We're a little laid back at ourselves. But there's some other folks that put a lot more effort into those costumes and their presentation. And so it's pretty good. It's nice to see. And everybody supports one another here. So it's pretty good. And everybody, a lot of the guys have been around for a long time, have known each other, and they try to help one another set up. So it's well done.
Well, we mentioned, obviously, the good cause and everything, too. But you mentioned you've been coming back for 15 years here. And it's one of those events, it's tough to leave without a smile on your face seeing just some of these presentations.
Right. You know, and just the interaction with the citizens coming up and talking to you. And, of course, they're asking a lot of questions here, and then they'll come back and after they visit some other areas. But then they start opening dialogue and ask you, you know, questions about the organization and this event. You know, and obviously the college has been fantastic here hosting this for everybody. So, and they're a very big part of this community. So it helps a lot to get everybody on the same page and working together.
We've spoken to the importance of the purpose of this event a few times already. I think it's important to hit that again, too. Boy, over 47 years, you were telling me earlier, in law enforcement.
Yes,
so you know just how important this is, especially this time of the year, because unfortunately people decide to take chances this time of year, a lot of holiday cheer, and that can be both a blessing and a curse. And I know it just kind of sounds like common sense, but I think it's important for people to know that there are so many alternatives out there. If you're going to drink, there's just no need to drive.
No need to drive. And there's a lot of different agencies now that are hosting safe ride homes. And I believe the county prosecutor's office is, again, going to do that. So there are other methods out there, other means for you to get home. And, you know, and us as responsible individuals, if you're at a party, you see someone that may be getting a little, having too much to drink, I think it's incumbent upon all of us to work together as a community, as a group, to make sure those individuals do get home before there's a problem. And around the holidays, it's always tragic, but it's tragic any time of the year. And unfortunately, we've all had to make those notifications over the years in our careers, and they're not pleasant any time of the year, but it certainly is a little bit more difficult over those holiday seasons, that's for sure.
And unfortunately, in your line of work, you've got to have uncomfortable conversations. But to go back to what you mentioned, though, if you see somebody getting out of line, if you don't want to have that uncomfortable conversation, they can call law enforcement, right? They can have that uncomfortable conversation.
Absolutely. Just give us a call. We'll be more than happy to come talk it out. That's for sure.
Speaking of law enforcement, there's a lot here. You've got LCCC Police Training Academy, Lorain County Blue, Sheriff's Office, State Highway Patrol. A little bit of bragging rights on the line of this
thing? A little
thing?
Bit. Once in a while it gets that way.
Very
nice. So, you know, overall, it's kind of nice to have the fun between everybody, but it's the overall message that we're sending. And that's if everybody walks out of here with that message, it's been a successful evening for us.
Very cool.
So.
And you talked about, too, you know, you have hundreds of citizens from Lorain County that walk through those doors. They come to this event. They see how much fun people are having here with zero alcohol involved. And I think that certainly helps to drive that point home, that when you come in, you see this environment, you think to yourself, you know what? You don't need booze to have a good time.
No, it's not. And this is the largest holiday event I know in this county, you know. So, and you don't. It does send that message. Plus, you get to take the pamphlet home with all these different drinks. And a lot of these folks have put a lot of effort into this. So, try them. You might be surprised. You'll be able to change the way you conduct yourselves in the future.
And obviously, a community event, you end up seeing a lot of your friends at an event like this.
Yes, you do. Absolutely. You certainly do.
Ends up being a lot of fun. Well, Dennis, thank you so much for coming on. This is a lot of fun to have you on the show, and we certainly will be stopping by to test that 70-year-old recipe out here just a little bit.
Sounds good. We'll be waiting to see us.
All right.
Thanks.
Dennis, thank you very much. Dennis Cavanaugh joining us, Chief Deputy with Lorain County Sheriff's Office, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon at the Zero Proof Mix-Off. We're having a blast out here. Stop by and see us. That's the No Punch Punch. I love that name. And that's a recipe that's been going strong for 7 decades. So it's got to be good, right?
Yeah, that's one of those. You take a look at exactly how it's made. You boil a cup of water, some sugar in there for 10 minutes, tea, lemon juice, orange juice, pineapple juice mixed in. That is kind of an old-fashioned recipe, but boy, does it sound good.
All right, well, speaking of sounding good, we need to step aside and take a break. Coming up next, we've got a Cavaliers update brought to you by Mama Joe Pie, and we'll get an update from Tim Alcorn. And then we're going to get another update from Tim Alcorn, the voice of the Cleveland Cavaliers, coming up at 5:10, brought to you by North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. You'll want to make sure that you're tuned in at the very end of that interview, because we're giving away a Cavaliers mystery prize as soon as we're done speaking with Tim in the 5 o'clock hour. So much more to come your way over the next hour and change here at Lorain County's 18th annual Party with a Purpose. It's the Zero Proof Mix-Off. They're going to open those doors in about 45 minutes, so stop out here and see us. We'll be here until 6 o'clock tonight. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.